when the president of Newport News Shipbuilding came to visit DRS Technologies in Milwaukee last week, the news media were invited to drop by. DRS supplies electronics for the aircraft carriers Newport makes. U.S. involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan is scaled back, but Newport's president, Matt Mulheron, argues the huge ships are still needed.
There is a lot of trade, international trade that goes on, and it goes on over the seas. The U.S. Navy are the people out there defending those sea lanes.
A DRS executive, Vincent Stametti, says the U.S. has to be prepared for threats to world peace in places like the Ukraine and North Korea.
So I would advocate that we really don't know what's going to happen, and if we're not ready, we'll regret that.
Stametti says DRS employs 350 people in Milwaukee. Eventually, the fate of some of those jobs and those of other Wisconsin workers at locations with military contracts could depend on defense spending budget controls put on in the last few years. Todd Harrison of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments says the Pentagon seems to be shifting its emphasis to Asia and the Pacific.
So that means a greater emphasis on air and sea power. And so the question is, well, you know, what's the carrier's role in that?
Harrison says DRS and Newport News Shipbuilding aren't the only defense contractors trying to make their case with the news media, politicians, and taxpayers. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.